This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The brother of Nugget star Michael Porter Jr. was sentenced this morning to 6 years in prison. Last year, Cobin Porter was driving drunk around 2 a.m. when he crashed his car and killed 42-year-old Uber driver Kathy Rothman. Her passenger survived but was seriously hurt. Michael Porter spoke at the emotional sentencing hearing in Denver, saying his brother was a motivating force behind his basketball career. A deaf mother's disability lawsuit against the city of Boulder ended in a $75,000 settlement last night. CPR's Paolo Schultz has more.
In a lawsuit filed last year, Jocelyn Montoya alleged Boulder police officers wouldn't accommodate her request for an American Sign Language interpreter. Officers were trying to get her to leave a domestic violence shelter she was staying at with her two children. One of the officers said they knew ASL, but he instead drew letters in the air to spell out words. The complaint alleges Boulder police took custody of the two children after several avoidable miscommunications. It took 2 months for Montoya to regain custody. I'm Paolo Shasada, CPR News.
Gunnison residents are scrambling to adjust to the indefinite closure of a bridge that crosses over the Blue Mesa Reservoir. Kevin Mickelson is the athletics director for Gunnison High School. He says the closure will upend spring competition.
We're going to have to probably look eastward for the time being for our umpires and such. And we're going to have to lean on the good nature of some of our opponents in the coming weeks if the bridge is indefinitely closed.
A crack found in the bridge prompted the closure. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.